بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. وحن ما نتحلق عن كلاك ولاني وحديثك من الحين عن كلاك ولاني تنشرك حجينك إنجليزك كريس ألان ونو صوب بغضي ما أنت سومالي لان سانو قوضة هذا الله وضعي يدلو فاشر وضعك سومالي لان وحن وشرحنا سومالي لان إني تحي أمد نبات شعال سودو وينيسا يعني عالم كفي النقطة كونو سيتا قوذ المقدسي هاي شعال إن الله أي نتحي إني حسي لسو وضعك يدك ودهي دون أي عانيهين لنا يقانو هذا إنجليزي هنا أيوة هنا كل حدودها دلوقتي أدي هذا يقعنا سمعنا لأن أنا مرة أقولانين إنك أقبلين إن أنا مرا الله سكو هيستعشران مرا الله سكو هيستعمشرو وطنك جديه سوية تجست سمعنا لأن أي على حتك تينا وحاجين دتك دوني شركة إن كوك بتاعنا قل على صحة وضع أي كلا أريده تينا وان كوكول السنة تدخل أدب نشودوين Somalia land waxa doonays inay dawladnimada gaarsiiso meel kasto kamida wadankeeda waa dadkayagii ayaga noo yeelay ayaga na soo dhaweeyay waxaan u sharaxnay Somalia land inay xuduudahoodu ay muqaddas yihiin dagaal ma rabno dabshad ma rabno 23 sano aanu nabad iyo wanaag iyo maamus maamul wanaag ku nooleyn ilaaqaad fiican baan Ingiriiska la leenahay relationship wanaagsan xoolo badan baan ka shaqada shaqeynaa xagga nabadda xagga horumarka waana u mahadnaqaynaa ingiriiska ilaaqaadka fiican ee la leenahay hase yeeshee waxaan ingiriiska u sheegay Soomaaliland xuduudadoodu inay yihiin qaar muayyan ayana ku dhigan yihiin inay nabadgelyadeeda sugeyso inay xil ka saaran yihiin dadkeeda meel kasta ay joogaan min laas qoray ilaa wiicato xil ka saaran yahay dawladda Soomaaliland inay dadkaasi nabad ku sugnadaan waxaan u galeynaa nabad sugno waxaan jecelahay inaan caalamka u sheegno iyo kuwa kale kaan u tagnaa nu sheegi doonaa labada group ee kala markaan la kulanay Nairobi insha Allah inaan anaa ku wanaag iyo wadno aanay wax ka jira jirin inaanu nahay dad soo duulay dacaadahan iyo hadalkan dad ugu dhigaya ma nihin hase yeeshee qastiga Soomaaliland waxa weey xasiloon nabad sharaf kun la noolaano ama haa Soomaaliya ama Puntland ama Djibouti ama Ethiopia laakiin nabadgelyada dadka reer Soomaaliland meel kasta ay joogaan waa mas'uuliyadda saaran cidna looga daba fariisan maayo caalamkana waan u sheegnay inaanu nabad jecelahay taasaanaanu kala wada hadalay si fiican baanu wada hadalay waanu u sharaxnay inaanu ka xunnahay kelmadaha ka soo baxay hadday yihiin Ingiriiska iyo Mareykanka iyo EU-da khalkhal gelin kara war aan jirin waa naga garowsadeen mar labaadna waan u mahadnaqaynaa Chris Allen, Safar Kisan, and let me also say maybe a few words in English.
Thank you.
I just want to take this opportunity to thank Chris Allen, who was an envoy who came from Addis, was from the British Embassy in Addis Ababa. As I have said to you in the Somali language, you have explained it to Chris and his team and the delegation that Somaliland is a very peace-loving people. You have managed to maintain peace and stability for over 20 years. The responsibility and the protection of civilians is the responsibility of the government of Somaliland. We went to Talaah to stabilize and at the will of the people who live in there. We went there to help. We have no intentions, we are not aggressors. And we have also made it very clear to our partners that there's no disputed area. And in fact, we said the British are better, in a better position to know where the borders of Somaliland are. That is not an issue at all. And I think that's not the intention, but the intention was to stabilize. We are interested in bringing good governance, development, stabilization to every region in the country. Those people who live in that part of Somaliland are our own brothers and sisters, and our intention is to help them, to bring development, to bring stability, and not to allow spoilers to come into the country to create havoc and problems for us. And we will make every effort to ensure that we maintain the peace and stability and we maintain the good governance that we have been doing over the years. And I think Chris and the other international community are very much aware that we have managed to be stable, to be safe, and to have peace within Somaliland for over 23 years, a region that has a lot of problems. And I think Somaliland has provided a lot of lessons that has been lent here to the rest of the world, and we are very grateful for the support, for the relationship, for the friendly relationship of the UK, and the support that we have been getting from them through the Somaliland Development Fund and through the security arrangements and the capacity building. And once again, I would like to welcome Chris Allen to Somaliland and to Hargeisa, and give him the floor to say a few words. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Minister. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Very cool.
And thank you. And thank you to the President of Somaliland for this invitation to visit Somaliland at this time. As the Foreign Minister has said, the United Kingdom is a strong, close friend of Somaliland. We have long been, and we continue to be. Our cooperation with the Somaliland government spans the spheres of the economy, of development, of security, of shared priorities in this region. And we have just discussed some of those common goals and common successes in some depth with the President. We talked too about the importance to the international community, including the United Kingdom and Somaliland, of peace, security and stability across this region where there is already too much conflict. The President and the Foreign Minister were very clear on Somaliland's commitment to regional peace and security. They raised concerns about the statements of the international community in recent days and weeks. I reassured them that our focus was very much on peace, security and stability, and not on taking sides in any political disputes. I made clear that for the UK, as for all of us, and for Somaliland too, I know the resolution of disputes through dialogue rather than through military force is the route that we and all others hope can be taken to ensure success. We concluded very amicably, as we always do, that the United Kingdom and Somaliland have a huge number of shared interests that we're committed to taking forward together across the security domain and across development, and celebrated some of those successes where the UK is investing very extensively in Somaliland's future, and Somaliland is our most trusted partner in this difficult region.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming today.